I like to rap about ping pong. Take a look at my ding dong.
Thanks for pulling that.
Is that the Rick Carlisle rap?
Uh-huh.
You should send that to him. See if he likes it.
Send it to him.
Take a look at my ding dong.
It is 3:40 here on Sports Radio 96.7. 13:10 the ticket. You have made it. You've cleared June. You have made July.
Tight.
Pretty sweet, huh? This is the hard line. This is our last day full show for a while.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Danny's taking an extra day to go party in Guam or something.
I'm going to Guam for a day.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Pretty sweet, huh?
I'll send postcards.
But we'll be back sooner or later. But I'll tell you this. Oh, first off.
Yes, sir.
When we were talking about chasing the dragon. So if you missed it, like, I don't know, 45 minutes ago, Bob asked if the NBA tested for dragon.
who did they claim got a lifetime ban?
I know Michael Ray Richardson did, like, in 1989.
No, apparently it's like today.
Oh, really?
Jalen Harris of the Raptors. This says a one-year ban, but Monty was claiming a lifetime ban. What do you know about Jalen Harris?
That you just said his name?
Okay, well, apparently he's in big, big trouble. Kicked out of the league, and then we were debating, well, what drug can possibly get you kicked out of the NBA? No disrespect.
And it's multiple cocaine or heroin or the dragon, as you refer to it.
Yeah.
So the term chasing the dragon, it definitely stems from, like, that did not become a term until the 90s. And I claim it was from Beverly Hills 90210. Because
there's no way.
I didn't watch the show, but you had to be an idiot not to be aware of some of the storylines and punchlines and all that of that show. You did watch it, though, Danny, right?
I don't know.
What? You don't know if you watched 90210?
I mean, I watched it, but not watched it.
Look, you watched it, right, Danny?
It was the
I don't know.
It was the early 90s, and I had 5 roommates at the time, and we made money in creative ways.
Okay.
So a lot of that's hazy, but I know that there was a guy named Dylan on it and some girls.
Yes, yes. So in, let's see. I'm reading an article that said what Dylan McKay, who was the guy that not Jason Priestley.
No, it was Luke Perry.
Yeah, Luke Walton.
Perry Walton.
And this lady writes about how, in I guess, the season of heroin for him, he was drinking. Let's see what all he was doing. Yeah, here it is. Season 2, he was into alcohol,
mm-hmm.
cocaine,
mm-hmm.
marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And heroin.
The hard line!
Yes. And then this says, strung out from heroin withdrawal, Dylan begs his current flame, Gina, to bring him the goods behind the bars. I guess he's in jail or something.
I don't recall any of this.
So he can chase the dragon.
How does she bring the goods behind the bars?
Yeah, there's only one way, right?
I'd like to think there's more than one way.
There's only one way. It's either a cake
or
like how you
vagina.
Yeah.
Deliver a watch.
Yes.
Women have two options.
Well, they have a purse.
They take that at the counter.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, the jail counter.
Women have two options. So, yeah.
Am I wrong?
No,
and am I wrong in saying it?
Just, you know.
So she could bring marijuana and heroin.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I think that, yes, this does stem from that phrase, chasing the dragon, comes straight from the mouths of the cast of 90210. But it was always like, he's chasing the dragon again.
Well,
that term had been around prior to that.
I think we're finding that it originated so here's a book called Chasing the Dragon.
Is it about heroin?
Yeah. Here's the pitch for it. The history of heroin smoking and the subsequent development and spread of Chasing the Dragon are examined. The first heroin smoking originated in Shanghai in the 1920s and involved use of porcelain bowls and bamboo tubes, thereafter spreading across much of Eastern Asia into the United States over the next decade. Chasing the Dragon was a later refinement of this form of heroin smoking, originating in or near Hong Kong in the 1950s, and refers to the ingestion of heroin by inhaling the vapors, which result when the drug is heated.
Is that the spoon?
Typically on tinfoil above a flame. Subsequent spread of Chasing the Dragon included spread to the other parts of Southeast Asia during the 1960s and 70s, to some parts of Europe in the early 80s, and to much of the Indian subcontinent during the 1980s. At the time of writing, Chasing the Dragon has now been reliably reported from many parts of the world, but not from others with an established heroin problem, such as the U.S. and Australia. The significance of this new form of heroin use is examined, including consideration of the role of the different effect with this new form of use, the different types of heroin, and the changing public attitudes to injecting.
So, yeah, that's what I heard, that the, like Bob said, Chasing the Dragon is smoking heroin. And if you remember watching Deadwood, I think they were supposed to be in opium dens that Wu and his Chinese friends had down there at the end of the street, when those guys would just go in there and lounge and smoke, and they got the tube to their bed, and they would just log fade off away for days. Yeah. I think those were called opium dens, and opium and heroin are basically synonymous.
I think that's a form derivative of heroin. The synopsis of that episode where they use that, after Dylan accidentally injures Donna by knocking her into the swimming pool while high on heroin.
God, I don't remember this.
He tries to confront his personal demons, but he rejects the friend's support by insisting that he doesn't have a drug problem. Then he makes a run for it and ends up in the hospital, lands in a coma, and goes through agonizing withdrawal.
I was more of a Melrose Place guy.
Listen to this. This is the synopsis. Kelly's concern over Dylan raises red flags for both Gina and Matt, who are wary of her motives, and Matt feels guilty while handling Dylan's legal troubles by lying in open court. Meanwhile...
okay, the B story.
Meanwhile, Steve loses Janet's dog during a walk in the park, which leads to believe that the Doberman mated with a different breed. The end. That was the story. That was the other storyline.
Tuesday at 8.
What the hell?
Which leads to believe that the Doberman mated with a different breed.
I mean, the gravity of the two threads, it's like,
right.
I mean, Doberman, okay. But this is pretty serious.
We're not going to allow anything but a purebred dog in this house.
We're in Melrose Place.
By the way, Dylan's strung out and going through withdrawals. But no big deal. Care. Let's worry more about this Doberman.
Yeah, yeah. I think he mated with a poodle or something.
Right.
We should kill it.
What happens when the neighbors find out?
Right. It's not pure.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
So, of the kids born around our dates of birth, 1972 here.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the only human that hasn't watched what episode of Melrose Place or 90210?
No, I mean, I definitely have seen, I've never seen a full episode, but it's definitely crossed my conscience at some point. Like, just, it's been on where I was and
well,
all
Well, we
that.
All know that Luke Perry and the other guy were super famous for a while because of those shows.
Why aren't those shows go-to shows for kids? Like, Friends, it was the same era.
I don't know.
Like, those are... teen steam perfect, you know?
I don't know where you'd find them.
I don't either. No one ever talks about them, though. Those were huge at the time.
Dude, if Netflix put those out, I'd go back and watch them just for the heck of it.
It's gotta be, they gotta be terrible. Were they,
you're terrible.
Were they on regular TV, or was that like the
scene?
Fox.
Fox? Yeah.
It was a big hit for Fox.
Huge.
Well, be proud you never watched it.
No, it was good. It was fun.
You don't even know if you watched it.
Okay.
Dylan, are you chasing the dragon again?
I was chasing the dragon while I was watching Dylan chase the dragon.
Are you? No, I was chasing my Doberman.
Wait.
I think he screwed a schnauzer.
Maybe a dragon.
So high.
Yeah.
Did our Doberman mate with a dragon?
I sobered up by the time Melrose Place came on.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The chicks were more bomb on that show.
Well, and they were also legal.
Yeah.
And I feel like... I feel like older Pat Summerall had to do reads of Melrose Place.
Yeah, Danny, they were the bomb because they were over 17.
Well, they had Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, from
Melrose Place.
Saved by the Bell. She
right.
matriculated.
And grew up.
She did, Danny.
Don't say that.
Grew up. You're gross.
That is really
gross. You need
to go
to Hardline Timeout. For one segment.
I'll see you there.
Okay. All right. We got a team that is going to the NBA Finals. It's not the Mavericks. Who is it?